Hi, it's Mac, it's McCaughan here on Audio Boots, Sunday the 17th of November, and it is 12:30 p.m. and it's absolutely glorious. I mean glorious. It was a beautiful start this morning, though cold. The sun has been out virtually all the time, and all that is in the sky are those very, very high altitude broken up wee white puffy clouds. It's a gorgeous day in the garden. I'm only just back, and the reason I'm doing this audio is to tell you a wee tale, because today it was pre-arranged by my wife, Mary, that we would, since it was going to be a nice day, we would take all the holly wreaths and poinsettias up to the cemetery. Now, this is her family's cemetery. My family's all down in, well, not all down here, but my family is buried between Bathgate and Edinburgh and Falkirk and places like that. But all her family, her uncles, old uncles and aunties and cousins and everything that have died are up there in the Shotts cemetery. And so she planned to take all the stuff up, since it was such a nice day, and get everything in. So what we did is we got up early this morning and went up to the nearby town, her hometown really, of Hartog, to St. Catherine's. It's actually St. Catherine's of Siena is the name of the little chapel there. We got married there, and I've spoken about this before. So anyway, we went to Mass. Her brother, her bachelor brother, was there. And so we arranged to go back to his house after Mass and have tea and toast, and then we'll take him up to the cemetery and we'll go round all the graves that they normally visit and lay the wreaths, put the poinsettias in, and to tidy up. So it's usually me that has the manual side of things. You know, I take up the wee trowel and the wee fork, garden fork, and cut up wire coat hangers to peg the wreaths down so they wouldn't blow away. And cleaning materials to give the headstones a wee wipe down, you know. Baby wipes are fantastic things, you know. So anyway, off we went, and it was a stunningly gorgeous day up in Shotts. Now, that's really rare, to be honest, because Shotts gets all the rotten weather. I've actually been up there in June when it's been a glorious day like today and has snowed at the same time. But anyway, it was lovely, and so we started off at her mother and father's grave, as normal. And then the next plan was to do an old friends of theirs. They're not relatives, but they were great friends of the family, Mr. and Mrs. Rowland. And so we went round, and I dug in the poinsettias and sunk them into the ground in their pots and pegged the wreath down at both of those. And the next one, this is where the story's going, by the way, so don't worry, it's not going to be a long one. The next one on the run, as it were, was one of their old uncles from Shotts. And they can never find this grave because it was unmarked and no headstone. So it was just in between the graves, the run of graves on one particular line was a bare spot, in other words. And that was where he was buried, or where the family was buried. Now, this grave's been looked for before and never found, so a lot of it was down to guesswork. So we came across a gap in between the two stones, but here, about two or three gravestones down beside that, was another gap. So which gap was it now? Come on, you two should know which gap it is. Can't remember which gap it is. So anyway, they decided on one and said, if we're wrong, then someone else who we don't know is going to get a wreath and a poinsettia and a few prayers said over them. So there I go. So down I get again, and I dig the hole and I plant the poinsettia, put the wreath down and peg it, and get the wee garden fork out and rake all the soil, and really nice and tidy looking, you know, really good. And they were standing on the pathway just behind me, saying a few wee silent prayers each. And lo and behold, just as I finish, her brother turns around and says, well, that looks grand, he says, but you're at the wrong grave. He says, no, this is the one you told me. He says, I've just stood and looked round. He said, look, the headstone, two down, is brand new, with a wee surround, and the name, and some flowers. What turns out was the fact that one of the family, a younger member of the family, had died last year. And so since all the years previous when there was no headstone, someone had decided to put up a headstone since this other family member had died. And this was on at the beginning of this year, apparently, because the date was on the grave, on the headstone, I should say. And so there was three people chortling and laughing at this, and the other people in the grave just looking to say, what could the people could be laughing at while they're praying over a gravestone? So I had to apologise to that poor individual or individuals that had just donated a poinsettia and a wreath, and I had to take them back. And so I did have a few words with them and apologised prophetically from my heart for not only standing on top of them, but taking away a gift I'd just given them. And so now we know exactly where the grave is, brand new headstone. It just shows you how things work out. But it was a beautiful day up there. We went round and done the rest of the family and friends. Quite a collection, to be honest, up there. I'm not one for visiting graves, I'm afraid to say. I'm mea culpa. But I always get to the tour, if you like, when I got my wife to the short cemetery. So that's it done. Everything's down. The flowers are down and the visit has been done. Not that my wife won't go back up, she goes up regular to visit. She'll be back up before Christmas, and we'll all be back up at Christmas. We always do on Christmas Day or Boxing Day, depending on weather, of course, and go up there and have a wee tour around and say hi to everyone once again. And I was kind of joking about our own plot, what we'd like to put on our own headstone. And her brother had his own version. I thought it was quite poetic, actually, because he's got quite a cutting sense of humour. And Mary said something nice she'd like on hers, but nothing bold, in other words. And my choice, which just came into my head, was, I'm dead, get over it. But I don't really mean that. I don't really mean that. So there you go, a wee tour off the cemetery on a gorgeous, gorgeous winter's day. Absolutely beautiful. And a wee bit of unintentional fun, if you like. And I'm sure Mr. and Mrs. Unknown will forgive me for doing what I did, although we didn't know. So thanks once again for listening to my wee tales. Bye for now.